The search for Seattle's next police chief has touched off some controversy. Members of the mayor's search committee are asking why interim police chief Carmen Best did not make the cut. Last week, the committee recommended her as one of five finalists for the job. Only three are being considered by the mayor. Enrique Gonzalez is co-chair of Seattle's Community Police Commission and a member of the 25-person search committee.
The committee members were looking for a chief of police that could move the city of Seattle and the police department to a place where it would begin to develop deeper levels of trust with community members. That is, I would say, that is the primary thing that the committee was looking for. That is why we forwarded the five that we did, including Carmen Best. But we don't feel like we've arrived at a place that many of us can solicit and say, we endorse this process and it's been done in a good way.
Well, and as you say, on Friday, three candidates were announced as finalists, not five. And interim police chief Carmen Best was not on that list. What did you think when you heard that announcement on Friday?
Many folks want to believe that we are a very progressive town, but when you have an internal candidate that has given the city of Seattle 27 years of service, who has developed deep relationships, and African-American woman is not able to rise to the level of chief of police, or at the very, very least, top three of candidates to be selected, something is really wrong. And so to me, why it wasn't a surprise was because I've believed for quite some time that the city of Seattle is dealing with systemic racism that it refuses to acknowledge. But also, I felt very disrespected, and I felt like I was not being treated in a way that was valuing my voice or my input, simply because if a secret committee could come along and decide who the top three were and what was to be said of all of the work of all the other committee members that recommended five, including Carmen.
At the press conference on Friday, the search committee co-chair Tim Burgess said the committee decided that it wanted an outsider to be brought in. Is that your understanding of what the committee wanted?
That's not my understanding. That's also a straight lie. That's not what we said. What we said was that we wanted somebody that held a certain kind of integrity and a certain kind of community trust, but never did we say that we wanted an outsider or an insider. We said that we could see value in both, and that's why we submitted five candidates, one of which was an internal candidate.
What do you think should happen now?
I think a number of things should happen now. One, I think that the mayor should publicly announce that she is going to consider the next chief of police among a list of five candidates that have been forwarded to her by the selection committee that she put together. I think that the city council should stall the process and require or ask the mayor to go back to the list of five. I think that the city council should also look into legislation on changing how the selection of the chief of police takes place in the city of Seattle.
If interim police chief Carmen Best had been on that list of three and she ended up ultimately not being selected as the police chief, would you have had a problem with that?
Absolutely. I personally can tell you right now that I think that she's the most qualified person to lead the police department. Whether or not I would be having the same type of response, I don't know, because perhaps that would have happened had the committee process been cleaner and more respectful and had more integrity. But those are hypotheticals that we're not dealing with at this point, and instead we're dealing with a situation where I feel that Carmen Best has been hurt. But more importantly, I think the city of Seattle has been hurt with its ability to trust a department that has gone through very distrustful situations. And I look to the mayor and the city council to repair that.
Enrique Gonzalez is co-chair of Seattle's Community Police Commission. Mr. Gonzalez, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Today, the co-chairs of the search committee apologized for some confusion about how the candidates were narrowed down to three. They called it, quote, harmful and dishonoring to the process. We'll have more on this story at KUOW.org.